Friends, the prophetic book of Isaiah is one of the most well-known books of the Old Testament. The New Testament references and quotes from it many times. Isaiah's prophecies are very prominent in the gradual process of the fulfillment of the divine plan of blessing to all families of the earth. Abram the Hebrew and later his descendant King David were promised a very special offspring in their physical and spiritual line. Isaiah's prophetic ministry, however, came at a very sad stage of the decline of the remainder of King David's kingdom. This covered the days of four successive kings descending from David's royal line. The book of Isaiah begins, "The vision of Isaiah, the son of Amoz, which he saw concerning Judah and Jerusalem in the days of Uzziah, Jotham, Ahaz, and Hezekiah, kings of Judah." David's kingdom had already been divided. 10 of the 12 Israelite tribes had rejected rule by David's line. They seceded and established a separate kingdom in the north called the Kingdom of Israel. However, it quickly weakened and was occupied by Assyria, and its biological connection to Abraham disintegrated. Its population mixed with different surrounding Canaanite and other peoples. Isaiah's message starts with a devastating report on the state of affairs of the remaining kingdom of Judah, ruled by the house of David. It says, "Hear, O heavens, and give ear, O earth, for the Lord has spoken. Children have I reared and brought up, but they have rebelled against me. The ox knows its owner, and the donkey its master's crib, but Israel does not know. My people do not understand. Ah, sinful nation, a people laden with iniquity, offspring of evildoers, children who deal corruptly. They have forsaken the Lord. They have despised the Holy One of Israel. They are utterly estranged." Isaiah's prophetic message goes on to say that what remains of David's kingdom, called Judah, became a totally corrupted world and life system. Isaiah says, "The whole head is sick, the whole heart faint." Friends, corruption in the kingdom impacted every aspect of people's lives. Religiously, morally, politically, socially, and economically. The report comes to its climax in the words of divine rejection and judgment. It says, "When you spread out your hands, I will hide my eyes from you. Even though you make many prayers, I will not listen. Your hands are full of blood. Wash yourselves, make yourselves clean, remove the evil of your deeds from before my eyes. Cease to do evil, learn to do good. Seek justice, correct oppression, bring justice to the fatherless. Plead the widow's cause." Friends, still Isaiah's message speaks of future restoration. The Lord says, "And I will restore your judges as at first, and your counselors as at the beginning. Afterward, you shall be called the city of righteousness, the faithful city. Zion shall be redeemed by justice, and those in her who repent by righteousness." Friends, the planned divine restoration leads to the preserving of God's promise to Abraham of blessing to all peoples and races of our humanity. The second chapter of Isaiah clarifies this. It says, "It shall come to pass in the latter days that the mountain of the house of the Lord shall be established as the highest of the mountains, and shall be lifted up above the hills." The prophet goes on to explain what this means. He says, "And all the nations shall flow to it, and many peoples shall come and say, 'Come, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob, that he may teach us his ways, and that we may walk in his paths.' For out of Zion shall go forth the law and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. He shall judge between the nations. He shall decide disputes for many peoples, and they shall beat their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks. Nation shall not lift up sword against nation, neither shall they learn war anymore. O house of Jacob, come, let us walk in the light of the Lord." Friends, the hopeful future message calls on a faithful remnant to prepare for the coming of the promised offspring of Abraham through David's line. Emmanuel, the divine Messiah, the Prince of Peace, Light of the World. Hallelujah.